You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two Green Bay men have been arrested in connection with the suspicious death of a child in Green Bay. Green Bay police say they responded to a call on Alpine Drive on June 22nd for a two-year-old child with life-threatening injuries. The boy died 2 days later. Authorities from Florence County, Forest County, and Marinette County all helped take a 21-year-old man and a 48-year-old man into custody Friday night. The investigation continues and charges are pending. A 16-year-old Green Bay boy died after crashing his motorcycle into a ditch in the Marinette County town of Grover Saturday morning. Marinette County Sheriff's officials say Jaron B. Butcher lost control of his motorcycle and crashed into the ditch. He was wearing a helmet, but sustained fatal injuries. Police believe speed was a factor in the accident, which remains under investigation. U.S. senators are working to pass the Big Beautiful Bill that contains cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Melissa Kay reports.
Now, these potential cuts are around $211 billion. Jackie Anderson is the executive director of Feeding Wisconsin. She said the important thing to keep in focus here in the Badger State is the number of people who will be affected by these cuts.
In Wisconsin, there's about 705,000 people who participate in the SNAP program, of which 270,000 are children and 108,000 are seniors. So that means the most vulnerable folks are going to be impacted by these SNAP cuts.
Anderson said another thing to consider are the economic impacts, especially in rural areas. She said grocery stores will suffer because people who usually spend their SNAP benefits there won't be able to.
Farmers markets are going to be impacted. Local stores where you, like Walmart's, Targets, like they will be impacted.
Some federal funding has already been cut. Three of the six Feeding America food banks lost 30% of federal emergency food and will now have to purchase that on their own. Another cut federal funding stream is called LFPA, or Local Food Purchasing Agreement. It helped farmers buy seed and purchase equipment to produce food.
About 254 pantries benefited from that program alone, and they received about $4.2 million of food from the local farmers to go directly to their pantries.
These cuts were unexpected, and food banks are already scrambling to make up for the loss.
The need is increasing and the resources are decreasing.
Senators hope to pass the bill before the July 4th holiday. OSHA is investigating a business connected to Robin Voss. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A worker at a Racine County food packaging plant, co-owned by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, lost a fingertip in a workplace accident earlier this year. JS Online reports that has led to a federal safety investigation. A spokesperson for TS Food Packaging told the paper they prioritize worker safety and will address any issues OSHA identifies. The report indicates the injured employee and another former employee dispute that safety protocols are always followed. This is the second OSHA complaint at the plant in a year.
It's good news for the health of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced another year of decreased tobacco and vape sales to underage customers. According to a DHS report, the rate of tobacco and vape sales to underage customers dropped nearly 2% from 2023 to 2024. Agency officials say the jump in underage tobacco and vape sales aligned with raising the federal legal tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 in 2019. Prior to that change, the underage sales rate was about 5.5% and jumped to over 14% in 2021. The state legislature voted to advance a bill that would classify drivers for delivery and rideshare apps as independent contractors. The legislation is aimed at allowing those drivers to access a statewide benefits portal through which employers could contribute to health care and retirement accounts. Critics of the bill said those companies are not required to make contributions to the portal, so the included benefits for the drivers aren't guaranteed. Union officials also oppose the bill, saying drivers deserve baseline employment standards like minimum wage. A group of lawyers that help people facing deportation wants to grow amid increased deportations from the Trump administration. Savannah Tomei Olson has this story.
Grant Sovereign is the president of the board of the Community Immigration Law Center. Essentially, the people there work like public defenders for folks who need immigration lawyers. Technically, immigration offenses are civil, not criminal.
We all know what a public defender is. If you can't afford one, you certainly shouldn't go to jail simply because you can't afford a lawyer. But that's exactly what happens in the immigration context, is you can sit in detention, which is a jail, for 6 months, a year, 18 months.
They've been busy since the Trump administration ramped up efforts to deport people and deport them quickly. The only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin is in Juneau.
All of their 200 beds seem to be full with immigrants these days.
Silk exists to make sure everyone gets due process.
We have rules. We all want the rules to apply to everybody, but we all want those rules to apply evenly, and not just because you can afford a lawyer, you can't afford a lawyer, or there aren't enough available. In Wisconsin, there's probably maybe 10 or 15 lawyers who know how to do deportation defense because it hasn't been an issue before.
Now, Silk wants to expand and be able to help more people.
We would like to be a public defender service for the whole state. We have 6 lawyers now who spend weekends and nights trying to help people.
The Community Immigration Law Center is holding a fundraiser with a matching grant from the Madison Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $100,000 in June. We'll have a link at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A new deal for Bobby.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a 3-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asks why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me, and it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had 3 hits through the 9th inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had 4 hits. And 2 homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have many fans, both individually and as a team. The duo, through their company, Actors Equity, will be making more films as they are partnering with Sony Pictures. Artists Equity has produced such films as Air, The Accountant 2, and Small Things Like These, and will continue to have the option to produce side projects. Artists Equity is also the creative force behind the upcoming Animals, which Affleck will direct and star in opposite Gillian Anderson. The film is currently in post-production with no release date as of yet. Attention rock and rollers, there is a new biopic on the way about the band The Scorpions, according to therap.com. Wind of Change stars The Wire's Dominic West, David Cross, and Luke Brandon Field as a couple members of the band. Wind of Change became an anthem for the end of the Cold War back in the early 90s. How do actors cope with being part of a really dark horror film? Violet McGraw and Allison Williams, stars of Megan 2.0, made themselves happy when the cameras weren't rolling by singing Taylor Swift songs. The 37-year-old Williams and 14-year-old McGraw are both Swifties. McGraw, who plays Williams' niece in the film, says the two bonded due to the dark material, and the way they ended up coping with it was by pretending to be Taylor. Megan 2.0 is rating fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and is currently in theaters. If mystery and horror isn't your thing, how about mystery and comedy? Peacock's remake of the 1989 Tom Hanks film The Burbs is gaining steam. The reboot is not a movie, but rather a series, and the cast is headlined by Kiki Palmer, whose credits include Nope and the recent surprise hit One of Them Days. Palmer is also executive producing. If you're feeling nostalgic for the movie, you might dig the show, as it is filmed on the same street on the Universal backlot as the movie. Attention avid readers, if there are still any left. You can never have enough psychological thrillers, as far as I'm concerned, and thanks to Amazon, there is a new one on the way based on a best-selling book. The streamer has purchased rights to Freda McFadden's The Tenant, which has been atop the New York Times bestseller chart for 7 weeks. The story follows Blake Porter, a marketing executive who loses his job and takes in a boarder to help make ends meet. You can imagine how that goes. Tough to find. find a good roommate, much less one who won't try to kill you. If you haven't been to Summerfest yet but have been meaning to go, you still have time. One more weekend, to be specific. The third and final weekend of one of the world's biggest music festivals kicks off again this Thursday, July 3rd. This upcoming weekend's music lineup includes Benson Boone, Fountains of Wayne, Social Distortion, John Oates, Without Hall, that doesn't seem right, Everclear, and The Lumineers. Hot fun in the summertime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, skies becoming mostly clear with lows in the lower 60s. First day of July on Tuesday looks great. Sunny, a high of 82. Right now it's 71.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.